This is File 97. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Patrice McGrath, who is Director of Salisbury Family Services. And she's going to tell about the organization, her career path to the organization, and some of the federal, state, and local programs that she administers. And here we go with the genealogical information first. What is your name?
Patrice DeMarco McGrath.
When were you born?
July 11th, 1957.
Where?
New Rochelle, New York.
Your parents' names, please?
Maureen and Howard DeMarco.
And do you have siblings?
I do. I have two brothers.
And their names are?
Thomas and Peter.
What's your educational background after high school?
I have a BA in International Relations from Stonehill College.
Now, I want you to tell me, please, how you got from that degree to Falls Village to Salisbury, your career path.
Okay. I came out of college and I got a job as a legislative assistant for an assemblyman in New York State. And the part of the job that I liked the very best was the constituent piece. After I had my first child, I left. After a number of years, we moved to Falls Village. And when my daughter was ready to go to kindergarten, there just happened to be an opening in the town of Falls Village for the town social worker and municipal agent. I thought it might be interesting because of the fact that the constituent work was my favorite part of the work for the assembly. So I applied, got the job. Was there for 10 years or so, worked in Canaan for a year or two at the same time, and then eventually left and became the director of Salisbury Family Services and the social worker in the town of Salisbury.
Wonderful. You got all the right answers. Who was the director before you took the job?
In Salisbury?
In Salisbury.
It was, very briefly, it was Debbie Carroll, and prior to that, for 26 years or so, it was Barbara Tobias.
Now, when I was here before, and I asked about social work, and you said, no, no, we're a referral agency. What do you mean by a referral agency?
Well, we're not strictly a referral agency. We are not social social service office. We are a social service agency. But in addition to the social service piece that we have, we also do a lot of referral to state and federal agencies so that people can make themselves, so that people can apply for these programs and benefit from them financially, so that they might be able to free up other funds to address their other needs. So if a person is eligible for a federal program that might put more money into their Social Security check, we want to make sure that they apply for that program and get it.
Sounds like a plan. About how many clients do you have per month?
I would say on an average 40 to 50.
Okay. Do you have a board of directors?
We do have a board of directors.
And how many are on the board?
There are 11 on the board right now.
And how do you get funded?
We have various avenues of funding. Most of it is all based on the generosity of the people in the town. We do an annual fundraiser. We do a biannual event celebrating Salisbury's own. This September we will be having one. And we also receive funds from the Bauer Fund, which is a fund that was left. And the earnings from the fund go to recreation and social services in the town of Salisbury. So, and they are meant to be used strictly for operating expenses. So about once a year we request funds from the Bauer Fund.
Who is the president of the board of directors presently?
We have co-presidents, Kim Fiertz and Helen Scoville.
Now, you mentioned the Bauer Fund. Could you tell me a little bit about the Bissell Fund?
The Bissell Fund is a medical charity in the town of Salisbury that was set up in honor of Dr. Bissell, who was one of those old-fashioned doctors that would go to your home and take care of you, whether you could pay him or not. So the Bissell Fund is a fund for the residents of the town of Salisbury and is to be used for medical-related expenses for people who are uninsured or underinsured, uninsured happening less frequently now as a result of the Affordable Care Act, but still there are certainly, particularly dentistry, there are a lot of things that are not covered, hearing aids, eyeglasses, mm-hmm. dental visits, and that is really where the Bissell Fund comes in very handy, and we also have people who are on it every month for their co-pays for their prescriptions or for their uncovered prescriptions.
How about the McChesney Fund?
The McChesney Fund is a fund that helps with people with down payments or renovations. They have to be residents of Salisbury, or they have to have worked in the town of Salisbury for a minimum of 3 years. It takes the form of a second mortgage, and it is an interest-free loan. There's a McChesney board that has final approval on all McChesney requests.
Now, I know that you have several children-related programs. What do you do about school supplies?
We did in the past have a program where we would give children gift cards for school supplies. Now there are a number of other agencies in the area that do that. So we focus, our back-to-school program focuses on clothing, boots, coats, whatever they might need. We provide a gift certificate for $100.
And there's a scholarship for camp for the summertime, right?
Yes, there is.
How many scholarships do you give?
It varies from year to year. I would say generally between 30 and 40.
What camp? Or is it a variety?
We have a relationship, a particular relationship with Camp Sloan and Camp High Rock, which are both YMCA camps in the area. But any camp, we've sent kids to sports camps, music camps, arts camps, theater camps. We have sent them to enrichment programs. So as long as it is a real camp and that's where the child wants to go, if it fits in with our criteria in terms of what we're willing to pay, they can go wherever they want.
So it's based on pay rather than length of stay or type of camp?
No, we will send them for 2 weeks.
Ah.
They can go to either residential camp or day camp.
All right.
Or they can mix it up 1 week at one camp and 1 week at another.
Lovely. Gives them a choice. You mentioned something about a wish list for Christmas gifts, and this is something that the private schools sort of undertake. Could you talk about that?
We work with Indian Mountain School and Hotchkiss School on our Christmas program. We do have wish lists. Parents fill them out, and the requests are then sent over to Indian Mountain School. They make a poster and put little sticky notes, and the children take what they would like to purchase and bring it back. And also Hotchkiss collects toys and gift cards. Additionally, Salisbury Central School.
Salisbury Central or
Salisbury Central School does a program where they purchase books, keeping in mind the ages and the sex of the children. So they buy books that are specific to their ages that they might like.
Do you have a relationship with Salisbury School for Boys for this program or not?
No.
Okay. Now, some of the adult programs, what do you do about people in need of food? Are there state programs, federal programs, or local?
Well, the very first thing we do is determine whether or not they're eligible for SNAP, which is what used to be called food stamps. So obviously we get a food stamp application off right away. We have a food pantry here next to my office. We recommend that they go to the local food pantry, which is the corner food pantry. Mm-hmm. Previously it was Al's Kitchen. And we also have food vouchers here.
How about if they need fuel?
If they need fuel, there are lots of places we can go for fuel. There's the Connecticut Energy Assistance Program. I take the application for the Connecticut Energy Assistance Program and send it to a community action agency where they certify it, and then the people call them when they need a fuel delivery. When that is exhausted or prior to when the program begins or after the program ends, We have a local Town of Salisbury and Salisbury Family Services Fuel Bank. There's also a regional fuel bank, the Northwest Corner Fuel Bank. And there's also Operation Fuel, which is the program where you see on your electric bill, add a dollar for Operation Fuel. So there are lots of places to go for fuel for people. We just have to get them in here to apply.
That's true. That's true. How about medical needs other than using the Bissell Fund?
Generally, most medical needs are met through the use of the Bissell Fund. But there are times when there may be a very immediate need. Somebody needs something right away. We can address medical needs through Salisbury Family Services. Additionally, there's a fund at the Berkshire Taconic Foundation called the Blue Horizon Fund, which is available for medical assistance.
Do they specify whether it's dental or physical or mental, or is it just anything?
Nope.
Okay.
It can be for medical supplies. It can be for mental health issues, dental issues, anything that is medically related.
All right. How about transportation? This is a hard area to get around.
Transportation is just...
That's the pits.
It's a notoriously difficult thing to address in this rural area. We have so many miles between stops for everything around here. We have a small transportation program here where people can use up to $150 a month with the Lakeville livery. There's the Rural Transit, which is located in Torrington. There's Dial-A-Ride at Gear. We don't really have anything where there are volunteer drivers to take people around.
The Rotary doesn't do that anymore, does it?
Not that I know of. Chore Service is a great resource for that because mm-hmm. as long as the client has their own car, the chore worker can drive them in it. They just can't drive in their own cars.
Oh, that's good. That's
and it's a good. It's a very affordable way to get around.
Yes.
You pay on a sliding scale.
You've covered a lot of area. Are there any gaps of care? We talked about this before, and it came up that you thought maybe the, mental health was an issue that should be addressed.
In terms of us being able to help people financially with mental health and people having coverage through Medicare, Medicaid, or their own insurance. That's not the issue. The issue is more of a geographic one. In the past, we had the Community Mental Health Association here. People think of it as the Housatonic Center for Family Service and Mental Health. We also had something here which was sort of a satellite office of the Primetime House in Torrington and called Compass Center. Those are both gone. And while we've been fortunate enough that there have been therapists, some from the Community Mental Health Association, who have opened offices here and do blessedly take Medicaid, or Husky-D as it's called, we still are missing that sort of group component. Compass Center had a job training and referral service. I think really there's a big gap there. People need to travel.
Many a great distance
need to travel to Torrington uh-huh. in order to receive some of these services.
What haven't I covered?
I don't know. I think you've been very thorough.
All right. I thank you very much for your time and all of your information, and I'm sure I will be in touch because some of the names I'm sure I'm not going to spell right.
That's okay.
Thank you so much.